Burmaster's plan for what's known as the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program is part of a package of proposals for that city's troubled schools.
I propose grants to extend the school year throughout the summer, funding to restore arts education, and my budget proposes to change the current state funding of the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program, helping Milwaukee taxpayers and the public schools.
Burmaster says under her voucher plan, the state would pay 75% of the cost for any students using vouchers, and Milwaukee taxpayers would cover the other 25%. She says that would save city taxpayers more than $20 million a year. One of Burmaster's newest proposals builds on a program former Governor Tommy Thompson began, aimed at improving the quality of teaching in school districts with large numbers of at-risk children. She's asking the legislature to approve $600,000 over the next 4 years to offer highly qualified teachers an annual $5,000 bonus to teach in schools in high poverty areas.
We need to recruit teachers in both our urban, our largest urban in Milwaukee, and also in some of our rural areas. And so I am appealing to those educators. You know, you come and you work in our high needs areas, there is an incentive for you.
Burmaster says she's optimistic about getting legislative support for her budget, although she does expect a fight over a request to boost bilingual and bicultural education by $6 million. She says an increasing number of districts need funds for English as a second language teachers as more and more non-English speaking immigrants move into the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.